Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Yom Kippur starts tonight at sundown. It's the holiest day of the year for Jews around the world. Known as the Day of Atonement, it centers on seeking individual and collective forgiveness and reconciliation for all the transgressions of the past year, even unintentional wrongdoings. It's also a time to pledge to do better in the year to come, to be a better citizen, friend, colleague, family member. The results of a recent survey called Beyond the Count suggest there is much opportunity to do better. The survey reflects the experiences and perspectives of Jews of color throughout the U.S. The Jews of Color Initiative, based in San Francisco, commissioned the survey. And here to tell us about it is the nonprofit's executive director, Ilana Kaufman. Welcome to On the Record, Ilana.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the Jews of Color Initiative. What is it?
The Jews of Color Initiative is an organization serving the national Jewish community in the United States. And we have three areas of focus. We run the nation's only philanthropic fund focused on grant making to and for Jews of color. And we invest in leadership development, research, standards of practice, identity development for Jewish people of color in the United States. The second thing we do is we commission research for the entire country focused on Jews of color. And like you said, we recently commissioned and released Beyond the Count, which is the largest data set of Jews of color in the United States. We had 1,118 respondents. And we use that research in service to the national Jewish community. And the last thing we do is we do education for our leaders across the U.S. Jewish community to really understand the racial diversity of Jews in the United States, how racism affects and informs our Jewish community and Jews in relation to our larger community in the U.S. And then, of course, we talk about what we can do about it.
This particular survey, was there something that prompted it?
Yeah, this survey was prompted because as we do our work in the U.S., understanding not only how many Jews of color there are, and let me put that into perspective, there are about 7 million Jews in the United States. And the data tells us that somewhere between 8 and 20% of the U.S. Jewish community self-identify as people of color. And if you look at the younger generation of Jews in the United States, let's say our babies through age 30, that number is as high as 15 and 20%. And every day in the United States, each next group of Jewish babies who are born are more racially diverse than the day before. And so this is not an intellectual conversation about whether or not the U.S. Jewish community is becoming more diverse. It's a question about how you're going to embrace and engage with our diversity in the United States and how we do that in a way that brings the U.S. Jewish community together versus have race separate us. And so this study sought to answer the question of what are the experiences of Jews of color in the U.S. Jewish community? What are our perspectives? What are our beliefs? And then how can we use that information to strengthen the U.S. Jewish community so that we can be tighter, united in our efforts, and of course, celebrating our multicultural and multiracial nature.
So give me some of the highlights of the survey's findings.
The survey revealed to us that Jews of color, and again, let me just say, we had 1,118 respondents, and the survey is not a representative survey. And so while the data does reflect a broad range of perspectives of Jews of color, we can't use the survey to say 1 in 200 Jews of color believe X, Y, or Z, but here's what we can tell you. We can tell you that Jews of color are very, very engaged in the U.S. Jewish community. And so there might be a stereotype or an assumption that as people of color, we are somehow less Jewish or less engaged in traditional expressions of Judaism, studying Torah, being engaged in synagogues and Jewish community organizations, caring about the Holocaust, and making sure those kinds of atrocities never happen again, celebrating and honoring our traditions and passing them on to the next generation. Jews of color are robustly engaged in Jewish life to the point that the level of our engagement dispels myths and stereotypes that we are lesser engaged. There's also more difficult feedback that the survey reveals. 80% of Jews in the U.S. Jewish community experience racism in Jewish communal organizations. And while this number shouldn't surprise us, because as people of color, we experience racism everywhere, what we know is in a community where we are supposed to be bound by values of togetherness, bound by values of seeing the image of God in each of us, we know that's not the experience of Jews of color all of the time in our communal organizations.
Help me understand better when you talk about that experience of discrimination. What are some examples of that?
Such a wonderful question. Everything from Jews of color being in an environment that is supposed to be affirming of Jewish identity. So again, a Jewish day school, a Jewish community organization, a synagogue, but having our experience be impacted by, for example, a non-person of color, a white Jewish person making comments about aesthetics, about how we look, comments about how we engage in Jewish life, questions about how we became Jewish versus understanding that so many Jews of color are born Jewish. In the survey, the data tells us that Jews of color and community organizations regularly change how we look, how we approach our organizations, how we engage in our organizations to alleviate the discomfort that we feel based on racism inside of our organizations. We also found in the study that Jews of color experience actual expressions of racism and discrimination, comments being made, profiling happening on the way to a community event or an opportunity to engage in Jewish life. And finally, the way it expresses is Jews of color wanting to advance initiatives around diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice, wanting to engage Jewish communal leaders in advancing anti-racism on behalf of the whole Jewish community, and Jews of color finding leadership's response to these kinds of difficulties and injustices inadequate, and really compelling and charging and inviting us as leaders in the community to do better and to do more.
That's Ilana Kaufman, Executive Director of the Jews of Color Initiative. On the Record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the results of the Beyond the Count survey. It reflects the experiences and perspectives of Jews of color across the U.S. Do you have a sense of how the survey results resonated within the white Jewish community?
So we've delivered the survey at this point to well over 2,000 individuals, including organizational leaders, funders, Jewish community volunteers. And what we know is the overwhelming feedback is that the survey is providing vital, essential information for the sustainability of Jewish community in the United States. Again, we can't have racism deteriorate the quality and the strength of the U.S. Jewish community. And so we've already heard from organizational leaders, both of individual organizations like day schools and synagogues, but just as importantly, from what we call a network or legacy organizations that might serve as many or 20 and 30 and 40,000 Jews in the United States, even larger numbers like our reform movement. We've heard that they are already convening task forces, think tanks, and bringing this work to all of their leadership to use it to inform and advance the work that they're doing. We also have heard from individuals in the community who are white, who have talked about really the importance of expanding their perspective on the experiences of Jews of color, and also informing how they might advance their own work around becoming more anti-racist and becoming more inclusive themselves, either as individuals in the community, as lay leaders in the community, or as leaders in the community, so that not only their personal approach helps to mitigate the impact of racism, but their organizational and strategic approach does that in a systematic and systemic way.
How would you summarize what you hope comes from the information and perspectives gathered in Beyond the Count?
We would like to see at least three things happen with Beyond the Count. First, there has to be a deep and rigorous embracing of data in the U.S. Jewish community to drive and inform change. It is not enough to say at this point that we are well-meaning in responding to racism. It's not enough to say we hear you and we'll take your ideas into consideration. It's time to say we hear and see the data, and we're going to use that with rigor and structure and standards to advance and elevate issues that need attention and need to change. Second, it is so important that Jews of color in this country feel validated and that we are seen and that we are heard and that our voices are used to transform our community. And so we would like to see this study Beyond the Count be an affirmation and, as appropriate, a representation of the voices of Jews of color in this country, and to have those voices be taken seriously. And finally, just like the rest of the United States, the U.S. Jewish community is multiracial. We are multicultural, and we will become more multiracial and more multicultural every day that we have the privilege of existing. And in that spirit, we must be part of a larger U.S. Jewish community, which too is multiracial, and we get to embrace our multiracial identity. We get to fight and respond to racism and white supremacy in ways that are not only rigorous and thoughtful, but unified and in community with others. And the more we see ourselves as part of a larger multiracial, multicultural community in the United States, the more we are part of this beautiful country and the diversity of this country. And that is the promise of this country, is the opportunity to be in community and coalition. And we would like to see this study help inspire that for the U.S. Jewish community.
Ilana, thank you.
It's been my privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
Ilana Kaufman is Executive Director of the Jews of Color Initiative, based in San Francisco. We've been talking about the findings of a recent survey the commission called Beyond the Count. They asked Jews of color throughout the U.S. about their connections to Judaism and their experiences within Jewish settings. We have a link to it at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break on the record, then we'll hear from a local organizer who's bringing Jews of color together for discussion and community building. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Today, in the midst of the Jewish high holiday season, we're focusing on the findings of a nationwide survey called Beyond the Count. The study provides insights to help Jewish communities and organizations reckon more directly and effectively with the racial diversity of American Jewry. Earlier, the executive director of the Jews of Color Initiative, the nonprofit that launched the survey, talked us through the details. Joining us now is Dr. Harriet Wims. She's a psychologist and the founder and clinical director of the Village Family Support Center of Baltimore. She also founded a platform for discussion and community called the Jews of Color Mishpacha Project. Welcome to On the Record, Harriet.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
What led you to start the Jews of Color Mishpacha Project, and what is it?
Well, it's funny. I was talking to a friend this morning about this, and I was saying I started this organization sort of by accident, one of those pleasant, beautiful accidents of life. I was sitting on my sofa, and we were in quarantine, as some people say, and I had connected with a number of Jews of color across the country. In fact, because of the JOC initiative, Ilana Kaufman's organization. And I thought, I wonder if we can get together and have a kind of virtual retreat so that we can spend time together. And I went on Facebook and I made a post that said, anyone out there want to have a Shabbaton or a weekend retreat virtually? And Jews of color across the country said, yes, please. And then I was encouraged to write a grant, and all of a sudden, the Jews of Color Mishpacha Project actually became an entity, and it continues to be one to this day.
And the Hebrew word mishpacha means what?
It means family. The first time that I saw Ilana Kaufman talk When I looked around and saw the room filled, I saw more Jews of color than I had ever seen gathered in one place. So many times I'd felt like I was the only one in my particular synagogue or shul. And I said to them, oh my goodness, you all are my family and I don't know you. And so when I was thinking about what do I call this project, that came back to me. And what I have created is an organization that I hope will continue to build family for Jews of color so that we no longer feel that we are on the fringes, but we are gathered together and supporting each other.
What are some of the events and programs it offers?
Sure. We have offered everything from our Shabbaton, which we hope to make a yearly event.
A Shabbaton is what?
A Shabbaton is a weekend event, kind of like a retreat. And we did everything from spiritual sessions where we davened together or prayed together. We had an amazing Torah study. We had singing together, a talent show. And we also had an honoring of Black lives that were lost. And we said Kaddish for George Floyd as a community.
And we should say that Kaddish is the prayer for the dead, the prayer in someone's memory.
And as we continue forward, we are planning a retreat that's taking place November 19th through 21st. And we also have even talked about having a dating event. So we have continued to try to build community for Jews of color and our allies and families.
Is the focus of this project on local community? I mean, who attends?
Our community is actually national and even international. We had individuals attend the virtual Shabbaton who were across the country, but also in places like Africa and Israel. However, I also am involved in an organization with a synagogue here in Baltimore called Hinenu. And together with some folks who attend Beth Am Synagogue, we have started a Baltimore Jews of Color program as well.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Dr. Harriet Wims. She's a clinical psychologist and founder of the Jews of Color Mishpacha Project. It provides a forum for discussion and community for Jews of color in Baltimore and beyond. Why is it important that a forum like this exists for Jews of color to come together? And what do you get from it?
That question is so very powerful for me that it's hard to put this into words. In some of the places where I have joined for services and prayed, I have been the only Black person in the room for weeks and months and years on end. And while I have loved the communities where I've grown as a Jewish person, it was quite isolating to be the only Black person and to feel like I had to leave a part of who I am at the door to join in. And also in many predominantly white Jewish institutions, I experienced some discrimination and racism and nothing that was particularly overt, but covert in a way. And to be able to be a Jew by choice and a proud Black Jewish person and to be able to connect with other Jews of color, it is a type of connection that's hard to describe. It is a heart connection. It is being able to see who I am reflected in the faces of my kin, of my spiritual kin. And I think that some people who have not experienced discrimination or just experienced isolation may take that for granted. But I can't speak to how powerful it is to be able to look into the face of other Jews of color and know that there is an understanding of who I am reflected back.
What kinds of racial discrimination did you pick up?
As I said, nothing ever felt purposeful. And as a psychologist, what one of the things that I know is that it's kind of the covert racism that really causes problems. So things like someone walking over to me and asking me where the bathroom is, or where do the coats belong, or there's more toilet paper, or am I so-and-so's nurse, or what can feel like a very well-meaning question. So how are you Jewish? And not asking another person who's not a brown-skinned person that same question hurts.
What feedback have you received from members of the Mishpacha?
I actually gave a survey at the end, and people said that this experience had changed their lives, healed their lives, to be able to see Jews of color leading services, Jews of color reading Torah, was something that they never thought they'd see in their lifetime. And because of that, I'm going to keep going.
What about feedback from people in the white Jewish community? Have you heard from them?
We have had tremendous support from our white allies who really just showed up in amazing ways to support the JOC Mishpacha Project. And I got an email today that I have to respond to asking, why is it that white people can't attend Jews of color community spaces? Why would white people need to be left out? And I tell you, I had to take some time this afternoon to pause before I respond to that email, because there are plenty of spaces where white Jews can gather, plenty of what are called affinity spaces, but there aren't plenty of spaces where Jewish people of color can gather and have that those moments of shared meaning. And it doesn't mean that we want to be separate. It just means allow us these places to grow and learn together so that we can feel more whole as we enter into, again, predominantly white spaces.
What would you like Jewish leaders in the Baltimore region to better understand about the needs of Jews of color in the community?
I think that more Jewish people of color need to be at the table, so to speak, within Jewish leadership of Jewish organizations. I think that it's not enough to add a person of color to your board. It's not enough to create a diversity, inclusion, and equity statement and think that it will stand on its own, but that it's important to keep listening to people of color, inviting us in not just as tokens, but inviting us in so that we can all roll our proverbial sleeves up together and do the work of tikkun olam, which means healing the world, which is one of the primary values of Judaism. Please make spaces for us. Please include our voices and not as an afterthought.
Harriet, thank you for this conversation. And Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Sheila. And Happy New Year to everyone celebrating.
Dr. Harriet Wims is a psychologist and the founder of the Jews of Color Mishpacha Project. She's also the founder and clinical director of the Village Family Support Center of Baltimore. We've been talking about the experience of people of color who are members of Baltimore's Jewish community. We've got more information about it at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Yom Kippur begins at sunset. For those observing, we wish you a meaningful fast. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!